and they make the dua that Allah Ta'ala make us the imam, the guides of the muttaqeen. Yeah, it means that perhaps it seems that you want to destroy yourself for the fact that these people are not accepting iman. Don't do so. In other words, hidayat, to show the path is your responsibility, but to give hidayat is our prerogative. It's not in your hands. We will only give hidayat to whomsoever we wish. Further on, but just the words themselves are so captivating. So this repetition, how Allah Ta'ala repeats throughout the Quran and Majid the insolence of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and the points which Allah Ta'ala wishes to highlight are all different in the different sections of the Quran and Majid. In each incident which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it was in immoral and immodest type of actions, for example the nation of Lut, or whether it was cheating in business, in measuring and trade, whether it was because of the arrogance and proud nature that Allah Ta'ala had given them great stature and great wealth of this world, for example the nations of Thamud and Ad. In other words, they are in the world of their own. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then makes an exception that إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَذَكَّرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَانْتَصَرُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا ظُلِمُوا. Except those who have iman and do good deeds and remember Allah Ta'ala in abundance, and they counteract their poetry. Poetry in its true sense has a charming effect and a very quick effect on the hearts, and if it is in the right direction, it is also not only permissible but commendable. The last surah mentioned here, Surah An-Naml, here the surah also a Makki surah. These three surahs, then Surah An-Naml, alayhi salam was going with his army, they passed a place where the ant hills, and on seeing the army coming, an ant announced to the other ants that quickly go into your dwellings, lest Sulaiman alayhi salam and his army trample upon you in a condition they don't even know. How small is an ant? On hearing this, Sulaiman alayhi salam was truly a Nabi, or just a king, aspiring to increase the borders of his kingdom. She sent expensive gifts with this intention that if it was accepted and agreed to accept it, then she was just a normal king. Or else, if he did not, then this was a sign that he was a Nabi. Sulaiman alayhi salam returned those gifts.
Yourself. Today we easily make judgments on other people and we seldom think what our own condition is. We must worry more about ourselves.
In this verse of Quran Kareem, Allah Tabarak Tala gives a unique example which we heard explained by our Honorable Sheikh and Principal Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib, Dhamma Barakatuh, whose actual program was supposed to be today. But because of Hazrat's health, we asked everyone to make a lot of dua for Hazrat. Oh, but the thing is not coming. So she starts getting worried. And a mother with love for a child is called natural love. When that mother will leave the house, the mother will leave not with anger, but the mother leaves more with concern and hurry, because it's a mother. Had it been a brother who she sent to go find him, he would have come and dashed the lights out of him. He said, "You're supposed to go back." When there was nothing in the world but Allah, the whole world stood up and said, "Bala, that Allah besides you, what can we ever see?" And then it was told that now we're going to go in a world where you are going to see everything but me. At that time, again, this question is going to put in front of you. That Allah stood the whole night, but at night when you go on the bed alone, and you move this way and that way, one thought that money is jingling in the pockets. That why do you think you got some money? Similarly, when a man is on his bed at night, Muslim or non-Muslim, one thing troubles him, why am I here? The man, he enters the bookshop. Then he looks at so many books, right at the bottom, covered with dust, he finds a translation of Al-Quran. No man came to give him a lecture. On the internet, he never was looking for the truth. But when Allah wants to give a divine smack, it can come in so many ways, peace. So he says, they'll fly with their friends and spend their weekends in filth. And every time after the weekend on the return home, you'll feel bad. But life will carry on in drugs, in women, in everything. And then he says, one night while I was sleeping, this is a divine slap from the Creator, that my servant, did I send you for this? Wait for a while. And then his friends told him, you're going again overseas. He said, let's go. So as he's going now, as he's going, in the aeroplane he sleeps, he has a dream. What dream? This is a divine smack from the Creator. Oh my servant, that smack of Allah is filled with the love of that mother. How the mother smacks the child, the love, when you are in the shops. وَجَرَيْنَ بِهِمْ بِرِيْحٍ طَيِّبًا. And now the boats are moving, the winds are there, meaning life is going smoothly. You happy? وَفَرِقُوا بِهَا. Everyone is smiling. At that time, جَاءَ رِيْحٌ عَاصِفٌ. Suddenly a severe wind comes. And the captain was smiling 1 minute ago, he doesn't know why, he's never asked for forgiveness. But when you see death in front, you'll be ready to forgive your father, your mother, your brother, your aunt. That person who you say, I'll never forgive you till the day of Qiyamah. But when you see death in front, you say, I'll forgive the whole world. Please, O Allah, forgive me. So at that time, that boat is moving. وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Oh people, who are you trying to fool? Are you trying to fool your Creator? This is a few days of enjoyment in the world. You still have to come back to Allah tomorrow. So in that dream, when he saw the water banging hard, that Aaron told him, that my mind is going to one. The principal explains, a man landed up by the train station, where the trains are moving. So from the outside, this water also from the outside, how lovely it looks. But from the inside, it's a different story. Standing on the platform, he sees the train going. The first coach is called first class. In first class, you get whatever you want. So he says, exactly like this, when we look at people who are suffering in many countries, when we see the people of Iman being tortured in many countries, then we say, how sad. But not how sad. Our eye never ever thinks what that man's position is by his Creator. Because we never went in. Now Allah will come and tell the man, let me take you in money. And the person will say that how do you expect him to eat? Because on the move of every wheel, he is coming closer and closer to his destruction. You expect him to eat cheese and tomatoes? He doesn't want to die. How is he going to smile? Then you land up in last class. Says, little bit cash I had, I bought presents. I put it in my bags. My bags are full. He said, I never want to spend money even for the tickets. I bought the cheapest ticket to buy more and more. He said, on the next station, my whole family is there. They will take my bags. I'm dirty now. Tonight I'm in the shower. Tomorrow, Allah will make your heart work. It will make your lungs work. It will make this work, that work. He said, for how long, sir, until you get better? How are you going to get better? He said, salad for breakfast, no problem. But when salad came for lunch, and salad came for supper, and salad came for breakfast, and next day she's sending him jogging. Now he's getting too much salad from the nose is coming out, salad from the ears, he's dreaming of salad, he can't manage. He told me everything free, and there was something written always under, and he said, take lot of money. My friend, this is Jannah. Salad, you played the best golf in your life. First time in his life, he hit the ball. It went whoop in the air and landed flop in the hole. That's what happened in this world. But first time in his life, his wife said to him, wow, the left. So as he started going to sell it, the angel told him, sir, where are you going? It starts on this side, you end on that side. He said, you know me, and he's looking at his wife. He said, I got blood pressure. I can't eat this. So the angel tells him, my friend, you're in the world. You are in paradise now. In paradise, there is no blood pressure.
Many Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they also used to fear, are we not munafiqs? That is, what we are talking and our actions. This is, we find with all of us, that I talk a lot about Islam, but when it comes to amal, I'm very weak. I don't practice. So we should have this fear, that isn't this within us. A person who has got this fear, inshallah, he will be free from it. But a person who hasn't got this fear, then it is a danger, perhaps, that the side is some nifaq, hypocrisy is in him. All the people who are very, very genuine, they always fear that is our iman genuine. We made namaz, has my namaz been made? Has Allah accepted my namaz? Or has Allah rejected my namaz? But the person who is fearless doesn't worry. I made namaz, finish, my namaz is made. He has got no fear. That person is in danger. But this person who has got this fear always, that is a sign that he is genuine. So we mustn't doubt other people. That is very dangerous. We have to have fear, worry about ourselves. Today we easily make judgments on other people and we seldom think what our own condition is. We must worry more about ourselves.